Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. When was the last time you were triggered by a dysfunctional experience, and did you react based on past pain, or did you respond based on future impact? This is what happened to me last Saturday. So for the last 3 years, my mom has come up from where she lives down in Florida to where I live in the Midwest of Missouri, and I take her on vacation. I decided this year that we were going to do a Christmas weekend, and I invited my sister and my sister-in-law. Now, I've never gone and done anything with my sister-in-law, and because my family has been very estranged based on past pain, not only estranged, but strange, I had not seen my sister since my dad died 9 years ago. And both of them decided to join us. I invited them, and I'm looking forward to it. And the reason why I was so looking forward to it is because leaders do not have followers. Leaders attract other leaders. And I knew in my life that bringing them in, this wasn't going to be me choosing what we were going to do and a bunch of sheeple going along with it, that because I stand firm in my leadership power, that I was also going to ignite the same thing in them, or they would want to get away from the experience as much as possible. We had already spent a couple of days together, so turning on their own brilliance, I knew it was already happening. So Saturday night, we were going out to eat after a long day at Silver Dollar City. You can look them up. They're voted one of the number one Christmas destinations because they have 7.2 million lights that they decorate the place with. It was absolutely phenomenal. We had already spent a couple of days there. And the last day, that Saturday, we had rented my mom a motorized wheelchair. The two previous days, she had used something known as her Rollinator to get around the park because she is physically challenged. Her knees don't bend. So if you can imagine getting through life without your knees bending, yeah. But this last day, we decided to get her a wheelchair. And man, she adapted to it fast. She's zipping around, and they had actually closed the park down that afternoon because they had reached capacity of 20,000 plus people. The only way you could get into the park, even if you had tickets, which you had to wait for somebody to come out before you could go in. So she's really building her confidence of being able to zip around these people. Well, that's one of the challenges, that when you become very competent and confident, you're going to overstep your bounds. You have to. You're going to overstep your bounds to discover where you still need to build your skill set. And overstepping her bounds in the wheelchair, the motorized wheelchair, didn't happen till the very end of the day. We're returning it, and instead of pulling over to the side and letting me figure out what she needed to do to return it, she decides to get into the line of people at guest services with her wheelchair. And it's, if you think of the lines like a Disney World where they have you wind back and forth in very tight quarters, that's what it was. And I'm like, Mom, that it's not good for you to be in this line. She goes, I can make the corner. Oh, shit. Because she couldn't make the corner. And she got scared. And she hit the go button instead of the brake. ran through the stanchions, through the rope, and hit a group of pedestrians. This is how the scene played out in my mind. If you ever saw the movie Animal House, and at the end where the car is just plowing through the crowds and people are flying everywhere, well, it wasn't that bad, but that's how it played out in my mind, because she hits this group of people. And they were all so sweet about it. They're like, oh my gosh, we're okay here. Let us help you get out of this mess and get your wheelchair back out on the main path. Now I'm thinking they're probably going, let's get you the hell away from us before you hurt us any further. But everybody pulled together and assisted her in getting out of that line. I was toast by that time. I had spent several days trying to make sure that she was secure, that she was experiencing as much mobility as she could. I was stepping into a leadership position, but I had run the end of it. Couldn't go any further. Okay, so we all pile into our cars. We head out to a restaurant. We get there. We walk in. And because we need extra room because of her and her mobility issues, at first they told us it was going to be a 15-minute wait. And then within a few minutes, they came back. And I think they just didn't want to deal with us, which it's okay. Hey, I get it. And they're like, it's going to be at least 35 minutes. And that's on the good end. And so we really can't seat you. And so I have my sister, my sister-in-law, my niece, and my mom all look at me and go, what are we going to do? I had now been triggered. My trigger was I couldn't take us any further. You are going to be triggered. You're going to be triggered based on your past pain. You got to give that trigger a new meaning. The new meaning I've assigned to my triggers is that when I can't take us any further, I need to remove myself from the situation and allow another leader to step up. And that's exactly what happened. I looked at everybody and I said, I'm toast. You're going to have to figure this out. And I stepped out of the situation. I stepped outside to catch my breath. And I was followed by everybody who then they all pulled together, got on their phones, found another restaurant, and plugged it into their GPSs, and off we went. And within 20 minutes, I'm laughing and cracking up. I got my sister snorting to the fact where she snorted tea out her nose. My sister-in-law is just leading with her humor, and everybody stepped up with their own level of brilliance, and they made the situation even better than what I could have ever dreamed of. The reason why I'm telling you this story is that your triggers are always going to be there. Whatever painful experience you've been through in your past, that's not going to go away. You've got to give the trigger a new meaning. See, my trigger was take care of others at the expense of myself. Grew up in a very dysfunctional family where I was way too young of an age, brought into the problems between my mom and dad. I became a confidant each of them for the problems they were having with the other. And I'm going to tell you right now, at 12 years of age, you should not put a child into adult problems and expect them to figure it out. There's a term for it called being parentified or parentification. I was also in charge of taking care of my siblings who were 6, 7, and 8 years younger than me and actually became a parent to them. I didn't need to be in that situation to where I was having to take care of everybody else, but I was the one paying the price. But you know what? That you shouldn't have been put into some of the situations you were put into. You know, at 13, I didn't need to become intimate with older men, but that's what I was taught on how to earn your worth in my household. I don't know what you've been through, but you know, neither one of us should have been put into those situations, but we were. So you've got to give a new meaning when you get triggered, because it's not going to go away. We have to upgrade the part of your personality, the aspect that holds your brilliance, and allow it to step forward. This is the reason why I love hypnosis, because you can, within one session, upgrade the trigger and what it's going to bring out in you. You no longer need to be deprived. You no longer need to pay the price for others. You are going to step up with your competency through your wise woman, and you're going to make the situation even better. Now, I know there are some of you right now that are going, Dawn, you were lucky. You were surrounded by other people who stepped up and decided to fill their position of power when that happened. I'm not. Well, maybe you're not. Or maybe the fact that they've just relied on you all these years to make it happen is the reason why they're not stepping up. See, I had never gone away for the weekend with my sister-in-law. I hadn't seen my sister in, 9 years? I didn't know how they were going to step up. But I know that when I focus on bringing myself out at my best, and when I focus on the brilliance that others possess, that when I create the space, more than likely, they're going to step into it and claim their brilliance. Something for you to think about. All right, how can I assist you with all of this? I am gifting you, as long as I have them available, not just a consult, but a coaching consult, to where I am going to teach you a system that you can use immediately to begin to draw better boundaries that are going to hold your brilliance and also ignite it in others so you can live a life of impact. If you want to take me up on this, I'm only offering it for December, and it's only as long as I have spaces available. This is what I want you to do. I want you to text me, and you're going to text me holiday consult with your time zone. I am going to reply back with two options for you. One will be a time in your time zone over the next 24 to 48 hours. I don't do Sundays, though. 24 to 48 hours, that is going to give you a time where we can get together for 45 minutes, and I'm going to teach you about how to turn yourself on at your very best. I'm also going to give you a link to my online calendar where several days out, it will give you the option in your time zone. It'll give you several options. So that way you can either talk to me immediately or you can work with me in a few days. But let's create the experience for you to be your very best during the holiday season. 1-636-699-7791. Again, that's 1-636-699-7791. Time for you to turn those triggers into a way that actually flips the switch on your brilliance. Until we get together, Merry Christmas. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.